Yes, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing pretty good. And yourself?
I'm not doing too bad. It's a nice day, so I'm happy to do this interview for you.
Okay.
Okay. I kind of wanted to know what a typical day for you is like, you know, your job and your responsibilities.
Say again?
I kind of wanted to know what a typical day for you was over in Iraq, you know, your job and your responsibilities that you do.
Oh, okay. Well, it's a little different than what I used to do. It's my third trip, and so this one I'm on staff, and so I really don't, I'm not in charge of soldiers like I normally used to be.
Okay.
And so normally I get up about 4:30, go work out, go get breakfast, and come into the office, and I have a few meetings to go to, and then a lot of work on the computer.
Okay.
As far as, because I'm an ORSA, which is a operational systems, I'm sorry, operations research and systems analyst. And so
okay.
I basically solve problems mathematically. So they
okay.
give me different problems. I'm looking for solutions on how to do this and how to do that. So I spend a lot of time on Excel and PowerPoint.
Okay, I gotcha. So on your other two, I guess, previous deployments, what did you do before?
Well, in 2003, I was a platoon leader in charge of 55 personnel, and we came on the second wave into Iraq after 3rd ID came over,
mm-hmm.
and I was stationed in Baghdad, and we were part of a unit that was helping look for the WMD who provided security.
Okay.
And the second tour in 06, 07, I was a company commander in charge of 176, and we did PSD and what's that? Working with the Iraqi police, training police.
Okay. I guess how long have you served in the military?
How long both times?
I guess, you know, total service, how long have you served?
Oh, how long I've been in? 12 years.
12 years, okay. And I was kind of looking at your bio here, and it looks like your family kind of has a history of being in the military.
Right.
So was that kind of a main motivator to join, or?
No, actually, because I'm the only boy, and my dad was in, and my mom was real against it. And so I wasn't, I had no ambition to do it, except in high school, I went to a magnet school in Georgia, and so I always wanted to take ROTC. And when I got to college out there in Prairie View, I was like, hey, I'll take ROTC. And that's kind of how I got started.
Okay. And, I was also looking at your bio, and it said that you and your dad have a 100-acre ranch that you guys work on. I thought that was kind of interesting.
Yeah, down there in Streetman, you know, just south of Wortham,
mm-hmm.
We have 100 acres, and we do cows and hay. We grow coastal hay, and then we do a lot of beef cattle, and we kind of take them to the market down there and
okay.
buffalo. So
okay.
we do a lot of trading that way.
Okay. Well, that sounds actually pretty interesting. So, you said in your bio that kind of looking at you, you wouldn't tell that you would actually do that kind of a thing.
No, I wouldn't, because if you look at me, I look like a regular. I'm 34, but on a good day, I look like I'm 20.
Okay.
And so, and I look like a city guy. Somebody's gonna be in the city. You wouldn't expect me to be in the country.
Okay. So on deployment here, I guess, what are some of the things you do to kind of relax and kind of a break from the stress over there? I know that's got to be a pretty intense job.
Yeah, it is. What I do is I join the gospel choir, and so I go sing 3 days a week, and then I also do men's Bible study, and then I have a group that I go running with that we run 5 miles 3 days a week.
Oh, wow. That's a lot better than what I can do. I can probably do about a mile or so. So, my hat's off to you there. it was also showing that you're a fourth grade teacher over in Lancaster. Any future plans when you come back?
Yeah, when I come back this fall, I was looking forward to getting back with the kids and getting started. I've been out a little bit. And I teach fourth and fifth grade there. So I'm just ready, you know, get to the classroom and get back to the testing, you know, making the kids successful for a better tomorrow.
Oh, definitely. So I guess when do you rotate home again?
It should be this fall, right after, either right before or right after school starts. They haven't been really set in stone yet.
Okay. And do you have any, are you married, wife, kids?
No, sir, I'm divorced. I divorced in 2005, but I do have, my children live with my ex-wife in Houston.
Okay.
I have a daughter, Amberie, she's 7, and my son, James, is 6.
Okay.
And then I have with my current girlfriend, I have a little baby, Zoe, and she's 10 months.
Oh, wow. Well, any message for your families or your friends that I can relay back to them in the story?
Yeah, just tell them whatever they do, just continue to keep the soldiers in prayer. And when you see some on the street, just let them know thank you, because you can only tell a story. But until you actually come here and go through what we go through on a daily basis, you really won't understand that the sacrifice that soldiers make to make it possible for us to enjoy the benefits we have back home.
Okay.
Well, over here, you know, all the stuff we take for granted in America, like when you're driving on a convoy looking for a gas station because it's hot and they don't have a 7-Eleven, you can go get a Slurpee. You know, something that simple, you know, is a big deal over here because they don't have that.
Okay. I guess what does that actually mean to you, having somebody come up and, you know, thank you for what you do for a living?
So what does that mean to me?
Yes.
Oh, it means a lot because, you know, when soldiers go away, you know, we're taken from our families. You ripped out for like a year. It's like everything keeps moving, and then you come home, and your kids don't age the year, your parents don't age the year, and it's so much that you never catch up on. And so you got to look and say, well, did I do whatever I did? Was it worth it? Did the people appreciate it? And so when you get that one person out of 100 that come and say, you know, I really appreciate what you did for us, then that just makes it worthwhile.
Okay. I guess what so far, what has been your biggest challenge for you while on deployment?
The biggest challenge on deployment? I'd say the biggest challenge is, you know, my children. You know, my kids are in school now, and I'm a teacher. And so, you know, you can't be a teacher and your kids don't do well in school.
Mm-hmm.
So that's like an oxymoron. So I'm really trying to stay involved, you know, get a conference call here and there with my kids' teachers and things like that. But, you know, I really like to be home and go down there and make sure I work with them. I mean, they're doing fine. They make straight A's. But I just, you know, still like to be there.
Okay. Well, anything else to add? Anything else you feel it is important for people to know about yourself, about what you do?
Well, I would like to state, as far as for the Texas Army National Guard, so that's where I'm a member of.
Okay.
Is that we're in charge of USD Center South, and that's over 8,000 National Guard and active duty troops. And that's the third time in the since the war started back in 2003, the National Guard division has been given honor to command a section of the country.
Okay.
So I appreciate the Texas Army National Guard 36th Infantry Division for the great job they're doing, because not just me, it's all the soldiers out here making it happen. And then we appreciate you know, the Waxahachie Daily Light and other places back home giving us support.
Oh, not a problem. We're glad to do it for you. Okay. Well, I do appreciate your time. I know you're a busy person, and I wanted to make sure and it didn't list your rank in your bio here, and I needed to get what that was.
I'm a captain.
You're a captain. Okay. Okay. Well, I appreciate it so much. Thank you.
Hey, you're welcome.
Okay. You have be safe and have a good day.
You too, sir.
Okay. Thank you very much.